Give me a heads up.
You didn't hear me say 1 minute and
nope,
here we
sure
go?
Didn't. Sure didn't. Not at all. Don't like your tone either, I'll be honest with you. It is the program here on Sports
back
Radio.
Fast there.
Yeah. Here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, we need a contestant to play the feud. We do it. Todd Lebo's gone. What is he? Is he killing Bambi? Is he what do we know what he's doing here?
Fishing in the Great White North. Another thing. He's also hunting. I thought, I know you said he was fishing. I know he's going to Canada.
He was
get some maple syrup.
So if he's fishing, does that mean I can't remember the name. Dari? He's killing Dari, wasn't that the name for the Disney little fish thing?
Nemo?
Is that Finding Nemo? Nemo's
well, Finding
friend was
Nemo,
Dari?
But then the Ellen DeGeneres voiced the friend Dory.
Dory.
And then they made a sequel, I believe, called Finding Dory.
You know, the next time I work with Dari Noka on ESPN, I'm going to be like, yeah. By the way, I had you in Finding Nemo. My bad. Yes, we need a contestant. We have a contestant already. My God, that was fast. To play the feud, let's welcome our contestant. Of course, you play for a Hen House gift card. Do a little shopping. Go get you some steaks. You know, the only place you can get USDA Choice Certified Hereford Beef. Trimmed 1/8-inch trim, not a 1/4-inch trim like those other guys. 1/8-inch trim. You know, they grind and cut their meat fresh 2-3 times each day back at the Butcher Block at Hen House. It's at your neighborhood Hen House. Go to henhouse.com to see all the specials. Let's welcome Dylan to the program. Dylan, how are you, sir?
Doing excellent. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. I appreciate you joining into the festivities and wanting to play the feud. You no doubt have heard before that you got a choice to make. Are you going to play with Curtis? Are you going to play with me? Normally you'd have the option of Todd, but Todd is, like we said, catching fish, pounding Coronas. Who knows what he's doing in the Great White North. So in for Todd, we have a special treat for you. You could choose to play with, if you're bold enough, to play with
our mystery guest.
Our mystery guest. We will give you a shot. And don't get excited. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Don't be excited about the
man. It's not Travis Kelce.
Yeah, if you think it's awesome, man. We're going to no. It ain't Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, I'll just tell you this: if we said it was, Todd Lebo, that would be too high.
Yes.
On the mystery guest list. So it's somebody below Todd Lebo. So I don't want to sell you on the mystery guest. Do you want to play with Curtis, myself, or the mystery guest?
Guys, I'm nothing if not bold, so I will take the mystery guest.
He must like winning. He must like winning.
Really?
I'm telling you that right now.
So our mystery guest is intern Happy Ending.
Mm-hmm.
You have chosen to play an intern. I'm proud of you, Dylan. I'm proud of you. This is bold. You went go big or go home, right?
Exactly right.
I'm impressed. All right. So it will be a Happy Ending, which will be fun to hear him buzz in. Of course, big Patriots fan, if people don't know how that name came about. And it'll be me and Curtis. What order are you going to play? Do you want to go first, Dylan, or you want to go second?
I'll go first.
Okay, Dylan's going to go first. Wise choice, by the way, Dylan. I'm going to put he for short. Curtis, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, Curtis is going to go up against Dylan, and I will take my chances with Captain Ending over here. So there we have it. You got that written down?
I do.
Okay.
Dylan and Curtis starting.
Yes.
Then after that, I got Seren and Happy Endings.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. Give me Dylan. Give me Curtis. And name me an ingredient needed to make salsa.
Curtis. Tomatoes.
The number one answer, tomatoes. There are 6 on the board. Curtis, Seren, you guys want to play or pass?
I think, you know, it's a food category. There's no way we can pass, can we?
Right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So,
right.
Give it to me again. You kind of the rocks in your mouth were a problem when you read the question.
A little beer is what I said.
Yeah.
Name an ingredient to make salsa.
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 It's S-A-L. It's not salsa.
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 Okay, so a guy named S-A-L is Sal. Salsa.
Sol. Saul.
I'm going to go with onions.
Or as I pronounce them, onions.
Onions.
Onions, the number three answer. There are six total. So there are four remaining.
I'm going to say peppers.
Peppers / jalapenos.
So all peppers.
All peppers are off the board. That's the number two answer. Answers 4, 5, and 6 remain.
Corn.
That's a good guess, but no, did not make it.
Salt?
Here's where I sound like an idiot, because I'm going to pronounce this salt, not salt.
Yeah.
Salt.
So, good job, Adam. I really... that's the number five answer, and it's correct. So, numbers 4 and 6 remain. One strike.
I don't know. I'm not... I wish my wife were here. She could knock this out of the park. And my daughter also makes a wonderful guacamole and a salsa. I believe that there are ones that put garlic in it, that's like one of the main things.
It should be in there, but it's not. Any good salsa does have garlic, but not on this list.
Wow.
I'm going to say cilantro.
That's what I was trying to think of.
The number four answer, cilantro. That is, there's one remaining. Just the number six and final answer remains. Two strikes. It's all on surrender.
Are you thinking... Happy over there?
I'm always thinking.
Yeah, you gotta be ready to steal.
You might consider thinking closer to the mic when you're up, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm thinking about. You're either going to win it or we're turning it over. I'm going, what is the possible?
I will go with... What the hell else do you put in there, man? I'm completely out.
If I were allowed to give hints, I've got a solid hint for you, but such luck.
I guess I'm going to go with cheese. I don't know.
Did not make it. So that gives happy endings and Dylan a chance to steal. There's just one answer on the board, number six, the last answer.
What are you thinking here, Dylan?
Boy, the list is pretty short. All the good stuff is gone. I don't know, Happy. All I really came up with was beans. You know, sometimes you see the black bean and corn salsa.
Yeah, that's exactly what I have here, too.
Okay, you like that answer?
I love that answer.
I don't, but it's all I can really think of at the moment. I don't know. I guess we'll go beans.
Yes. 95 points going to Seren and
good,
Curtis.
Yeah, I thought we were beat. I'm like, well, that's better than anything I could.
Seren, what goes great with a Corona?
Lime.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
Number six answer. So 95 points going to Seren and to Curtis. All right.
Let's test the kid's buzzer.
Oh, yeah. Buzzer. Happy endings. Test your buzzer.
Happy endings.
Sounds good to me.
Just happy ending.
Happy ending?
It's not plural. We're not asking you to handle the world. Okay.
Yeah.
Singular. Happy ending. Your name. Know your role.
Give me happy. Give me Seren.
All right.
Name your all-time favorite non-Chief pass rusher.
Petro. Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor's the number two answer out of five.
Give me Michael Strahan.
On the list.
We want to play, right, Kay?
I think we do.
Answers 1, 3, 4, and 5 remain.
You're up.
Non-chief pass rusher.
Non-chief now or non-chief ever?
Anytime. All time.
So they could have been a chief.
Oh, I can tell you none of these guys played for the Chiefs.
Okay. I'll say Von Miller.
You're great, but not overly popular in this town.
J.J. Watt.
Number five. Got the number five answer in. One strike. Number 1, 3, and 4. One's kind of obvious. Well known, really? I should say.
One is obvious. Merry Christmas. I'll say Reggie White.
There you go.
There's the number one answer, Reggie White. Wow,
I can't remember that one. Come up with that one.
Three and four remain.
Aaron Donald. I wanted to at least get it off the board.
Strike two. Answers three, four remain. Two strikes. Curtis, it's all on you, buddy.
Of course it is. Which means, which is bad news.
How many strikes do we have? That's only one, isn't it?
I got one, too. Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller was a strike, and then Aaron Donald was also a strike. Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor, J.J. Watt off the board.
Criminy. This isn't it, but Mark Gastineau.
I think I know what it is.
All right. Happy, Dylan, what do you think? You got two to go. Answers three and four.
You got anything written down?
Yeah. The only one left on my list is Bruce Smith.
I love that. Yeah. I had Deacon Jones, but I like that one a lot better.
That's not a bad one either. Go ahead and pick one, man. Doesn't matter to me.
Let's go with Bruce Smith.
Of the Buffalo Bills did not make it.
I, too, had Bruce Smith and Deacon Jones.
So that is, let me do some quick math. That is 64 points going to Seren and Curtis.
That's it?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Hang on. How about 74 points?
Is that it? If I can just keep asking him.
How about 200 points? I was 74 points.
Okay.
26 points were left on the board.
Okay.
Number four was actually a division rival, Junior Seau.
Junior Seau. Wow.
Not really a pass rusher.
We'd have been here a long time if we had to get it for me.
And then Tutal Jones, number three.
Okay. Ed Tutal Jones. All right. All right, Curtis, let's make it happen. Make the magic.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Give me Curtis. Give me Dylan. Give me the music. There she is. Name a reason you'd watch a game at home instead of the stadium.
Dylan.
Wow, that was quick.
Weather.
Protection from the elements and weather is the number three answer out of five. Curtis, can you do them one better?
Finances.
The price, the number one answer out of five. You guys want to play or pass?
We got to play, don't we?
Yeah.
Answers two, four, and five remain.
Or do we want to pass and give Dylan a shot? See, he is trying to carry a happy ending up. let's pass.
That.
We'll pass. We'll steal.
Dylan and Happy. Happy, you are up. Name a reason you'd watch a game at home instead of at the stadium.
I'm going to go with the home-cooked meals.
Did not make the list.
Okay.
I do want to, real quick, I will say price does include...
Nothing cheaper is in it. Right, okay.
Yeah. And tickets, that includes parking, that includes food prices, et cetera, et cetera. Sorry,
okay,
Dylan, go ahead.
I guess my answer is going to be... I guess I'll go with fear. Yeah, it's a fan base that's, you know, like the old Oakland. Maybe you don't want to go because you don't want to get beat up in the parking lot.
The number five answer, avoiding crowds and rude behavior.
Okay, wow.
You got one strike against you. Happy endings. A happy ending. Two and four. Answers two and four are on the board.
By the way, he is yet to have a successful answer. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Okay. No pressure, kid.
Let's not bring that up yet. I'm going to go comfy seating at home.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Really?
No, it's not on there. That's a good one.
How many is that?
That's two strikes. Answers two and four still up there. Dylan, what do you got?
I'm going to have to go with distance. Distance from the venue.
Not on there.
I just have the only thing I have written down right now, which I know is probably the only thing either one of us has written down, knowing how you usually go. I've got the big screen. You just get a better view.
No, I've just got like time commitment. You don't have time to go to. You got something else you got going on. You don't have time to get traveling.
Don't have time to get there at 6:30 a.m. for the pre tailgate in line.
Game's noon to 3. You've got
followed by then tailgating and then the post game tailgate.
Yes.
Games
noon to 3. You got something you got to do at 3:30 to 3:45.
We'll try time commitment.
Saving time.
That's right.
That's good for 10 points. That's the number four answer. That's 76. Yes, I got it right on my first try this time. 76 points now going to Seren and Curtis, and I believe
that
Seren,
is
you
that
check
is enough.
Me?
That is enough. I've got 245.
Ta-da.
245. Clearly, I'm giving you the henhouse gift card,
Pick
Dylan.
The intern.
You took the intern.
Real quick, bathroom access was the slash lines in the bathroom was the number two answer. Funnily enough, the number two answer.
You really never had a chance. I was like, we should have told him. He would have never taken the kid if he didn't know what it was. So, Dylan, your first time ever, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you. You're going to do some shopping at Hen House on us. All right, buddy?
Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Thanks for playing. Dylan, a good player, but even a good player can't take a happy ending across the finish line.
I thought I had some great answers, honestly. But
really?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Yes, you did think that.
Intern Jeopardy is going to be a gem with this kid, don't you think?
Define gem.
Let's test how he was, though, last time. Happy, can you give us an animal you might see at the Grand Canyon?
No, I couldn't. I can't even think of an animal.
All right, well, would you think squirrels?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
We had an intern think squirrels once.
Yeah, he thought squirrels would be a good one. Let's go with that. It was not a good one. There are not a lot of squirrels at the Grand Canyon. Should that intern be listening? Yes, we're talking about you.
That was actually during a Lebo vacation, now that I think about it. That's why that was a question that week, because Lebo was at the Grand Canyon.
Yes,
an animal he's going to see. Squirrels.
Yeah. But he didn't get, Happy Ending didn't get one question right.
That's a good point.
Why are we, what's for bombing previous interns when this kid's done nothing?
Because I'm a bully and he's not here to defend himself.
Has literally nothing to show for it. Literally nothing. All right, nice try.
I'll be back.
You think?
Oh, I know.
That's in your hands, you suppose.
Well, when you put it like that, yeah, good point. But
just every week going up to Todd, hey, little trip doesn't sound bad, does it, Todd?
Do some fishing there, kiddo.
You deserve a trip, man. Yeah. You deserve a vacation, Todd.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes. All right, we'll get Dylan taken care of with a Henhouse gift card. You can go to Henhouse right now. If you go to henhouse.com, you can see all the specials. Always great specials at your neighborhood Henhouse. You can start back at the meat counter where they have the best selection of steaks, chicken, everything raised right in our very own backyard. Specials like USDA Choice Certified 80% Lean Ground Beef, ground fresh several times each day, $3.99, 80% Lean. Perfect for burgers, perfect fat content. Don't let Todd Lebo try to steer you towards that 94% lean. Get that 80% lean. Get you some great juice in that burger. How about T-bone steaks? Talking about USDA Choice Certified Hereford Beef, just $10.99 a pound. Porterhouse steaks, only $11.99 a pound. It's all at your neighborhood henhouse. Go to henhouse.com to find the location nearest you. What are the odds that the kid has any idea how this game is played? Or has heard this movie. Have you heard of that movie? Does that movie make sense to you?
No, I've never heard of that movie.
You've never heard of that movie? You ever heard of a show called Highlander?
Heard of it, never seen it.
Leave this place, Highlander.
Can you tell me what band was singing just then?
Yeah.
I guarantee you've heard of them.
Play the open again. Dance Monkey. Bang Cymbals.
Here we are. It's Queen.
Yeah. Well done, yeah. Okay, yeah. They did the soundtrack for the movie.
Okay.
It's like a late 80s type of movie. Anyway, the premise, it's like one of those cute little radio things we do where we like come up with a spiel, and then really all it is we kind of talk about what's going on in sports.
Okay.
But we make predictions. All right? Happy Ending is in. I need to note that it will be Happy Ending that's playing in this edition of the game. By the way, can we report what message you received on your phone? After your performance there, did you receive a text of any kind?
Yeah, Dad, I know you're listening. I'll do better this round. Just know.
What did he text you?
He's embarrassed for me. Yeah.
That tells me your dad has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
He's already on the team.
I love it. I love it. We'll go over.
I'm not sure. Your dad's
here. Yeah. We will go over where things stand right now.
By the way, 86 for Highlander.
1986? Yeah. There you go.
Great movie. You nailed it.
I think you'd enjoy it.
Sean Connery.
I think you should check it out, right?
Yeah.
He went and watched, we told him about Reservoir Dogs. He went and watched Reservoir Dogs. What was the word on that?
It was really good, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Pink, best character.
he was talking, so I can't remember how we got onto it, but this morning he was discussing Goodfellas. He has not seen it.
Had you
it,
already seen it, or was that because we were talking about that you ran right out and saw it?
No, no, I haven't seen it yet. I got a text from someone yesterday that said you guys were big fans. I was supposed to ask you about it. So,
okay. Yeah. Yes, we are big fans. In fact, my college roommate for a couple of years, we had an apartment together, would later go on to be my best man, and I would be his best man in a wedding. I believe I watched it 900 days in a row. He is Italian and from New Jersey, so I think he saw it as like an anthem. But I don't know how many days in a row I came home from class. And by the way, the best part of it, laser discs.
Nah. Oh, my goodness.
Those lasted.
He did not buy a DVD player for like 7 years because he was convinced it was going to be gone. And all the money, like he spent.
Because
like
he bought so much into the laser disc and got burnt?
Dude, I think the laser disc player, for people that don't remember that are like your age, they were like DVDs. Do you know what a DVD is?
Yeah,
that
I know might what a DVD too, is. I've never heard of a Laserdisc, though.
Yeah, DVDs, Blu-ray DVDs and all that. Laserdiscs, do you know what a vinyl record is?
Yeah.
Well, think of a DVD that was the size of a vinyl record. And for a movie like Goodfellas, I think it took three or four of these album-sized discs.
Have to take them out.
Like 30 minutes, you have to get up and go put a new disc in, and it hadn't compacted the data to the point to where you could do it. And so he had invested in like Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Jedi, mm-hmm. Goodfellas, Godfather, like, you know, all these movies. And then it's like, yeah, that sucks. We made it small, and you can put the whole thing on there. And so, yeah, he vowed to never buy a DVD player. I think
he said, if I can think his words were, I was wrong on the beta. I'm not missing out on this on this train.
Yeah.
I'm going Laserdisc all the way.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. So, anyway, all right, here we go. I have all the things written down now. I'm putting putting it onto the actual scorecard here.
Oh, I see.
So let's start with this. Let's just start with NBA Finals.
Okay.
You got to have the team and how many games. I am sticking with my Nuggets in six. Curtis?
I have to say, I can't say Nuggets in five anymore. I don't see a sweep of what's left. So I will say Nuggets in six.
You're such a follower.
So I was tempted to say seven, but I'll say Nuggets in six.
This is going to be a boring one because I'm not moving from my initial spot either, and I'm saying Nuggets in six.
I can't believe you, Curtis. They barely...
Yeah.
All right, wait a minute. What's the kid got?
Well, I was going to go Nuggets in six, but now I feel the need to mix it up, so I'm going to go Nuggets in seven.
Nuggets in seven. Okay. That's terrible. That has no shot, by the way. Your father is not getting any happier with your performance right now. I don't understand... why would you come off your prediction? They barely won one game.
True. I just don't see them winning back-to-back. I think they're going to win tonight. I think they're going to lose game four, and then they're going to win game five, and then go back to Miami and wrap it up. I think Miami's going to be in a spot where having to win and then go back to Denver to save the series, I don't think they're going to get it.
So when you made your prediction initially of Nuggets in five...
I thought they were going to win both first two games, and then take two out of three... Split two in Miami, come back and win game five at home.
So you actually, this is what I think is amazing, and this is why a lot of people struggle in betting. You would bet a series based upon what you actually think are going to predict. Like when we pick the Chiefs and we go win, loss, win, loss, win, loss.
Right.
And you come to a record. Do you actually think that you're going to get all the wins and all the losses right?
No.
Well, then why would you?
Because that's
why wouldn't you have viewed the series the same way?
About 17 games against multiple opponents, and I'm talking about seven games between two opponents, and really only five. I thought Denver's going to jump out. They haven't lost at home. They're winning two at home. They'll split in Miami, and they'll win game five at home. That's a lot. That's a major difference from picking correctly 17 NFL games against different opponents.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that's,
I will defend that.
That's fine. All right. Let's talk about Michael Porter Jr. We're going to have on. You'll be talking Michael Porter Jr. in the 5 o'clock hour with Isaac Trotter from 24/7 Sports. Wrote a piece about his career. He's gone from being the number one recruit in the country to now a star with the Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr.'s highest points per game in his career will be what? For one season, what is the best that Michael Porter Jr. will average? For context, and I believe, Curtis, you're up first on this. Mm-hmm. For context, I think the highest is 19.0 2 years ago. I'm going to double-check that. So far in his career, his best points per game.
Yep, you're right.
Was it 19.0?
19 in the 2021 season.
Yeah, 19-0.
61 games he played and averaged 19 a game.
Last year, this year he averaged 17.4. Curtis, where are you going to go?
I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be 19.
Okay.
I think he's hit his number.
Okay. You don't think he gets any better? Adam?
He's got... I could actually see him being maybe the second best scorer on that team someday. Looking at somebody else, another former number one recruit to kind of make a comparison. I'll give him, I think he hits 22 and a half some year.
22.5, all right.
22 and a half a game, yep.
Happy inning?
Yeah, I agree. I think soon enough he's going to be getting more shots per game. Eventually, like Jamal Murray leaves. So I think he's going to be like 23 to 24 a game. Let's go 23.5.
No, you guys are wrong. Curtis had this nailed. It's 19. You either go 19. Like, what you got to do is, I think you got to go even higher than what you guys went if you're going to get it right, because the only way he's going to score more is if he's traded. There's no way that with that back, does anybody think he's going to out distance Jamal Murray?
Yeah, I think Murray's numbers are going to go up as he gets more consistent and more back and forth with Jokic. I think his numbers are going to.
And Jokic is 28, I think, right now. Shockingly, he's been around for 9 years, but he was 18, 19 when he got there. He's 28 years old. I don't think he'll ever be the leading scorer on the Nuggets. Plus, there's always a chance he's like one false step with his back away from being done, and so 19's already on the board.
Yeah.
So if you want to get it right, 19 is the best chance. But I think if he does leave, I think he'll go to a bad team that's trading for him to try to he'll be the leading scorer. He'll get unlimited shots, and I think then you go like 27.
Yep.
Yeah, something like that. I think you guys just played the middle, and the middle never wins.
The guy I went
never wins.
The former top recruit I was looking at is Andrew Wiggins, whose top is 23.6.
Wiggs.
When he was on a bad team in Minnesota. So kind of that was the route I was going.
So why didn't you go 26?
Well, because it was 23.6, not 26.
Oh, I thought you said 26.
No, 23.6.
I thought you said 26 also.
Maybe I did. If I did, then I screwed that up. 23.6 is what he was.
Wiggs.
But he was, again, that was when he was on a terrible team.
All right, let's go with this. The Royals' final record will be what? What are they right now?
18-43.
Don't need my maps. I need my calculator. 18 divided by 61 times 162, so everyone knows. They're on pace for 48-114 right now. What will their final record be, Adam? You get the honors on this one.
I mean, I have no reason to think they'll be much better. 51-111?
51-111. All right. Happy ending.
I think they'll be 62-100, honestly. No better than that.
Why?
Why? I mean, they've shown why. They just can't consistently win.
What do you mean?
Games.
You've got them playing to go the rest, to get there. They've not shown that they can play that well. They've actually shown that they're worse. To get to, what do you got, 62-100?
Yeah.
You need them to play 44-57.
And I think that's doable. I think as it gets later in the year, if teams have already clinched their spots, especially in like September when they're playing, I don't think it'll matter that much.
You need them to play 435 baseball.
Yeah.
You see that coming.
That's a pace for a 71 or 70 win season on a full season.
Which I'll stick up for the kid in the sense that I think if you thought they were a 70-75 win team, projecting them to play that from here on out,
yeah,
was that the worst thing in the world?
Probably not.
I hate your pick because I was going to bring them in around 100 losses just because it's so freaking hard. I now believe that they are going to lose 100. I'll bring them in at 58. And then there is no earthly reason other than stupid crap happens in September. I'll go 58-104. Cletus.
57-105. I couldn't quite make them. They were either going to be worse than the worst team ever in their history or just one game better. I thought about 54-108 and decided, now I'll have them in one game better than the 05 team, 57-105.
Felix Onyedike Uzomah. Mm-hmm. Right? I now have down. I can say his name quickly.
Without
pausing.
Think about it.
Yeah. Felix Onyedike Uzomah. But I apologize. I will go back and find the right spelling. Mm-hmm. But it is an absolute grenade toss on the spelling. Because, I wrote it down. I hadn't put it on the sheet yet. So now I'm typing it into the sheet. And I don't have that spelling in front of me. Sacks this year. FAU. Sacks for the Kansas City Chiefs. How many does he have this season only? We start with happy ending. We begin.
Well, Carl Loftus had
with the
six
happy
last
ending.
Year.
He had 6.5 in the last 7 games.
Yeah.
And did he have 7 total?
He had 6 total all year.
Really?
This is according to Pro Football Reference.
Is that right?
Yes. And Sean Foreman wouldn't lie to us. Let me see. Make sure.
I thought there was a half in there. I've been quoting the wrong thing. Sorry to everybody who listens to my Red, Gold, and Bold podcast.
Six.
Six even. Okay. Nice job. What do you got? What do you got for FAU?
He had 6 sacks last year, and I don't think he's going to be starting immediately, but he's going to start in that Carl Loftus role that he had where he kind of comes in every once in a while. 3rd and 2nd down. I'm going to go 7. I think he's a better pass rusher than Carl Loftus was when he came in.
Okay. I'm up next. I am calling for like 11, 12 sacks from George Karlaftis. I think Furious George is for real. But I think the collective group is going to be pretty good, and it's going to be pretty even. I think Chris Jones will get some double teams, but they're going to do a better job of getting sacks around him. But I'm going to go with 8. I like the kid. I'll go 8. I think he's going to have a better year. I think he's a better pure pass rush talent than Karlaftis. I think Karlaftis year 2 is going to get and I also think they're going to look at Karlaftis and think we got to protect. They're going to slide the protection elsewhere, and I think he cleans up the garbage. But I'll put FAU down for 8.
I'm going to say 7.
By the way, can I just express to you how bad my spelling is? That I know he's called FAU, and I had Uzomah starting with an O. That's pretty bad.
Anudikeuzomah.
I can't type that fast. Stop.
You type faster than anybody I've ever
known.
I know,
but not not unfamiliar
yeah,
territory.
It's like, I get what you're saying.
All right, so you go 7.
7.
Adam?
7.5. I'm kind of looking for there's 5 missing with Frank Clark gone. Who's going to pick up? I'm not sure. I have Karlaftis going as high as you, and so picking up where like who's going to get these other sacks if the team's going to get to a certain total. Kind of has me thinking that 7.5 makes sense for him. Okay. I think a lot of it's going to come from other guys. Mainly Chris Jones taking up a lot of space and him taking advantage of that.
Okay. I'll take that. All right. Next on the list, let's go with doing editing as I go. Bobby Witt's career on base percentage will be what?
That's fantastic.
Right now, he had like a 360 on base in the minors. Right now, though, Bobby Witt Jr., I can tell you he is. Last year, he was .294. This year, .271. Overall, .287. In his minor league days, Bobby Witt Jr. hung a, for his whole minor league career, is this right? .288. Is that right?
Let me see.
No, that's his majors. I'm sorry. Minor leagues, .350. 350 on base. 288.
Tree Fitty.
I love how his minor league page says his major league on base was 288. His major league page says his career on base is 287.
That's funky.
Whatever it is, that's what you have to work with. I will lead off. I'm smelling he'll be better. There will be a couple of good years. I'm going to put him down for, but he's not changing his stripes that much. I'm going to put him down for 309. Curtis?
I'm going to put him just a touch over that, but not much more. I'm going to say he is at 320.
Okay.
I'm not nearly that optimistic, even though he is only at, 840 at-bats, according to Baseball Reference, 295. I don't think for a career. He might have a season where he hits the 300 mark on base, but I don't think his career says that.
I was going to say 305, and I thought you guys would be, all going above it. All right, to the kid.
So
you
I'm
got a Bobby Witt rookie card?
No, definitely not.
Are you like a fanboy kiss ass, or are you a journalist that can make a hard stand on what's factually correct?
I was going to go with 305. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That works.
So you're a hater.
I wouldn't say I'm a hater. I'm a realist.
A realist. Okay. All right. Chris Jones' final season with the Kansas City Chiefs will be what year? Whenever it is, what year will be his final season?
Oh. I'm going to say, where is he? 28. He will be 30.
Oh, season.
Oh,
what season?
Final year. Okay. Well, that'll be 2028.
Okay. Wow. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 6 more years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's bold, Cotton. Adam?
I'm going 26. I do think they get something done this season, and then I think that the structure will be such that that off-season between 26 and 27 is when it becomes cheaper to get rid of them than keep them. They could trade them in the 25 season, but I think 26.
What does the kid think?
I think it's going to be, 2026. I think they're going to get an extension signed, but I think they'll let him go when he's out of his 31, 32 year.
I am tempted to take 2023. But I think they will get an extension done. I think it'll be the equivalent of 3 years. It'll be a 4-year deal. They'll be planning on 3. I think 2025 is it. I think they end up needing to get through 3 years before it's cuttable. And at that point, they're looking to either cut bait or trade him to a team that's going to really be cutting bait. It'll be a cap cut after the 25 season. That's what I think it'll be. All right, one more. Salvador Perez, Adam, what will his career home run total end up being when his career is over? Right now, by the way, if you're unfamiliar with Salvador Perez's career, in his career, he has hit 235 home runs. What will Salvador Perez's career home run total end up being? He's last 3 years, 48, 23. He's got 12 this year in 55 games.
You said he's at what right now? 235?
235.
I'll go just a very even, clean number of 300. I think maybe another 40 is in, or another 30-something is in there to get him to the 260 range, but I don't know what he's got in the tank after that. I think those mid-30s are creeping up.
Happy ending?
I think he's going to play till he's 37, and he's going to have 338 career home runs.
And I said career home runs, not with the Royals.
Yeah.
Right, so if he would go on to play someplace else, that would count. He is, just by the way, in case anybody wants to check themselves, he is under contract through 24 and 25, and there is a team option at $13.5 million with a $2 million buyout for 26. So 3 more years of team control. But again, it's his career, so even if he would finish that and go play someplace else, where would it be? So you say how much?
I said 338.
338, good Lord. Okay. He's got 103 more homers left in him. Curtis?
305.
305. George Brett has 314, right?
317.
Nailed it.
I looked up. I looked it up. I knew it was somewhere in the teens. I wanted to make sure.
I am. I wanted to go high water. I think he's got. I think he's got a couple more 20s. He's got at least 60 more. I think his bat's going to play. I'm just going to be a Salvi home fanboy. I'm a 318.
I'll say that this number that I put out today is a little higher than it would have been at the beginning of the season. I thought he was maybe on a downturn. That still some of the easy power you still see off that bat. Mm-hmm. And I think even if he leaves, he'll catch on somewhere and he'll be a DH. And he's got enough just natural power that he can hit 20 or 30 home runs for somebody else.
I hope he has a red-hot second half, hits 35 home runs this year, gets another 30-home-run season, and we're talking about him headed for the Hall of Fame, but I don't know if it's going to happen. All right, there it is. I will take a break, come back, talk about a couple of the things that has been decided already on our There Can Be Only One. It's next here in the program.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Two players have played at least 200 games for both the Royals and Marlins. I asked for either one. These are not ones that are going to be obvious to you.
Jeff Conine?
Nope.
Played how much?
Conine, 200. Conine only played... let's see how many games he played for the Royals. He only played 130 games for the Royals. That was more than that, but...
Really?
Yep.
200 games.
200 games.
Is it a backup catcher or something?
One of them is a catcher. One of them is a middle infielder.
Is the catcher the guy who was like a boxer?
Think of Miguel Olivo?
Yeah.
No, he came close, though. 282 for the Marlins, 198 for the Royals.
Oh, my God.
Two away.
I should get credit for that.
I'll give you a partial credit for it.
Okay.
That's a good pull.
A catcher?
A catcher.
Son?
Nope. Good guess.
What the hell?
122 and 174 for Greg Zahn. 584 for the Royals, 246 for the Marlins. He was a Royal first.
John Buck.
John Buck.
Johnny Buck.
Johnny Buck. The middle infielder played for the Marlins first, 233 games, played 298 for the Royals after one season with somebody else in between.
And that was his career?
Let's see. He also played for the Tigers.
Who in between? I don't know off the top of my head. So Marlins?
In between would have been Tigers. He had two stints with the Tigers, also played for the Braves. Playing from 02 to 16.
Well, it's not Francoeur. What am I missing here? What years?
He played for the Royals from 14 to 16. Second baseman.
Second baseman? I thought you said outfield.
It's a middle infielder.
Oh. Omar Infante?
Omar Infante. 298 for the Royals, 233 for the Marlins.
Wow. Joe's Kansas City Barbecue, what we were playing for there. Joe'sKC.com online. Tell you what, Father's Day's around the corner. Gift cards for Joe's Kansas City Barbecue can be bought at all Joe's and at the Kansas City Barbecue Store, and they're good for both Joe's and the Kansas City Barbecue Store. So if Dad wants to get out and get him some sauces, rubs, utensils, maybe a new grill, fuel, the meat itself, he can go to the Kansas City Barbecue Store and use that gift card, or he can use the gift cards and just have Joe's do all the work and get some wonderful barbecue from Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. Gift cards for Dad from Joe's. Cannot go wrong.
All right, who was the last player before Luis Arraez to be hitting 400 at least 60 games into a season? Brought to you by Jazz and Louisiana Kitchen.